Good morning and welcome to the Mother and Daughter Bonding Network. I'm your host for today, Angela Huntley. I'm actually the daughter of Dr. Jesse Fletcher. And it is our show starting at 10:30 this morning. We had some technical difficulties. It's not probably not the computer, probably not the system, but the user. So I will take blame for that. But if you're listening this morning and you've been trying to get us since 10 o'clock, you certainly do apologize for not being able to get on air at scheduled time. Again, I'm sitting in for Dr. Jesse Fletcher, and you're listening to the Mother and Daughter Bonding Network. Dr. Jesse Fletcher and a group of ladies have gone on a cruise this week, and they are scheduled to return, I believe, this weekend. Sometime, and I was asked to sit in for her while she was away. And believe me, guys, this is big shoes to fill, a lot of preparation, a lot of things that have to be done in order for this show to go on. So I actually commend my mother for being so diligent and being able to pull this off every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. So because it's a lot of work and it's a lot of dedication that you have to put into to doing this type of thing every Saturday. So I'm certainly glad to have you listening to the show this morning, and just grateful to have this opportunity to talk about God's Word. I always consider it an honor and a privilege to be able to talk and to minister to the Mother and Daughter Bonding Network. You know, when someone asks you to do something as important as this, you know, as important as the Word of God and as important as kingdom business is, then you ought not to take it lightly. And you ought to really realize and consider it as it is. It is an honor and it is a privilege to be able to speak on behalf of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and to just do our very, very best to represent him in the way that he should be represented, with honor and with respect. So I'm just so honored to be here. I'm thankful to Dr. Jesse Fletcher, my mother, for gracing me with this opportunity. So we're gonna, even though we started at 10:30, we are going to end the show at our normal time at 11 o'clock. So we're gonna go ahead and just kind of get started on what we want to discuss today, and hopefully towards the end, last 5 minutes of the show, we'll be able to open up the phone lines for any callers that would like to make comments on our topic today. Right now, and my voice is a little hoarse before I get started because I was at my son's high school football playoff game, so my voice is a little scratchy this morning, so bear with me. We want to talk a little bit today about this season that we're in right now. It's very hard sometimes to believe that 2011 has come in and is just about gone. It just seems like literally 2 or 3 months ago we were having New Year's. So time has just really seemed to gotten away from us this year. But we're right now in a season that a lot of people describe as, you know, such a busy season. There's just so much going on. It's a very, very busy, busy time. And for some people, it is. Some people, it is a very, very busy time. Lots of stuff going on. And, you know, we've got Thanksgiving coming up next week. We've got Christmas coming up, of course, in December. And then there's the New Year. And all these different functions, there's oftentimes there's a function at work, there's a function at someone's home, there's a function at your home, there's a function at the family home. And, you know, a lot of times we get caught up in trying to attend and trying to be at all of these different places. And so it really can be a very, very busy time. But when it comes to getting involved in activities and being busy, a lot of times that brings on some other unwanted things, such as stress and anxiety. So it's important that as we enter into this season, that we kind of focus in on what we need to focus in on during this time. And I want to, especially for mothers and daughters, I want to encourage you especially to take this to heart, because as mothers, oftentimes in this busy season, we find ourselves in a mess of a lot of hustle and bustle. A lot of stuff is going on, and we find that our hands are in many, many pots during this time of year. So I want to, if you've got your Bibles, then I hope that you do, or if you don't, it's okay too, because I can, I'm going to read. But I'm going to go to Luke 10, and I'm going to read a little bit out of Luke 10 here, and I hope that this is encouraging to you. And I'm going to read the New International Version. And it says, as Jesus and the disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She and her sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he had to say. Now, let me back up a little bit and read that again. Verse 39 says, she had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he had to say. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. Now, I want to stop right there and just talk about that for a moment. We see the Bible has given us a picture here of Jesus and the disciples. They're traveling, and they come into this village, and inside this village they meet Martha and Mary, two sisters that apparently live together, and they open their home to Jesus and the disciples. And then Jesus and the disciples, of course, came to Martha's home, and Martha is doing all these preparations for them. She's up busy. You know how it is when you have opened your home to people. Oftentimes, you know, we've got to make sure, first of all, we go through a cleaning spree. You want to make sure we get everything cleaner than normal a lot of times. We're grocery shopping, making sure that we have lots of food in the house for the guests. We may be making a bed and guest rooms, you know, getting towels set up so that, you know, whenever someone needs to take a shower or a bath, you've got plenty of towels available. There's a lot of stuff that we do when we have guests. And that's what Martha was caught up in. It says, the Bible says that Martha was busy doing the preparations that had to be made. Now, she's got not only Jesus, but she's got the disciples. So, you know, there's 13 people in her home that she's entertaining, and it could be more. Maybe some other people said, you know, knew Jesus was at Martha's house, and it could be that, you know, she had more than just Jesus and the disciples at her home. The Bible doesn't go into that detail. But we do know that she is preparing and doing things that we would do when we have company. She's probably in the kitchen cooking a meal and, you know, stirring in the pots and cutting vegetables and all kinds of stuff, just getting ready. So then when we get to verse 40, it says, goes on to say, but Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made, and she came to him being Jesus, and she asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Now, I read this, and when you look at this, I still can imagine Martha in there. She's probably not only cooking and preparing and getting things ready, but she's probably what we would call fuming right now. You know, you ever see somebody that got stuff on their mind? They're busy doing something else in the physical. But in their mind, you know, that you can tell they are just so distressed that they're, something's bothering them. They're, you know, they're just not quite there. Their mind is on something else. They're mad, angry, just fuming over something. I can imagine that's how Martha was in the kitchen. She was in there getting stuff ready, and here her sister is. She's out there, you know, in her eyes, she's out there just socializing with the guests instead of coming in and helping her get things prepared and get things ready, get things right. You know, and oftentimes we, as women, we get to the place where we want things to be just right. You know, we've got to have the table set just so. We've got to have everything prepared just right. We've got to have, you know, just everything in place and a place for everything. And when things aren't in that particular order or not set the way we think they should be set, then oftentimes, you know, it that creates anxiety for us and it creates stress. And obviously Martha was in a state of stress and anxiety because she went to Jesus and she complained. I mean, she just went up to him and said, you know, Lord, don't you care? You know, I'm paraphrasing here, but basically her sentiment was, you know, Lord, I'm in here doing all this work, and my sister is not even in here helping me. Don't you care that she's left me to do all of this stuff that needs to be done? Because oftentimes we think what we want done, what we'd like to see done, is something that needs to be done. We take it as that it's important that this stuff is done. And Martha, in her eyes, that was important. It had to be done. And so, of course, she felt that Jesus and probably everybody else would see things her way, would see that, you know, here she is, poor Martha, doing all this preparation, and her sister's not even in there to help her. What kind of sister is that? So when she comes to Jesus and she complains, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. And the Bible has an exclamation point behind help me. And so the Lord turns to Martha and he says, Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things. And I'm going to switch over to the King James Version because I like the way also verse 41 says, Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. Now, I want to look at that word careful. Careful means full of care. The New International Version says worried. But worried and careful, full of care, same thing, of course. It means that you are worrying over issues, that you are overly concerned. That's really what worry is. Be overly concerned about something. So the Lord had to tell, and it probably to him was just so trivial for her to be so worried and in a tizzy about these preparations that she was trying to make. And he tells her, you know, you're careful and troubled about many things. And we all know what the Lord tells us about worry. So many times we read in the Bible, do not worry. Cast your cares upon him, for he cares for us. So if we're not to worry and we are to cast our cares, what do you think Jesus felt about this situation with Martha? Was he on her side of things? Did he feel that, you know, well, you know, Martha, I feel for you. You got all this stuff needs to be done. The dishes need to be washed and the food need to be cooked and the tables need to be set. Yeah, I feel for you. Did you feel that way? Well, let's keep on reading and let's find out. We get to verse 42. He says, after he tells her, Martha, you are careful and troubled about many things. In verse 42, he says, but one thing is needful. One thing is needful. And Mary has chosen that good part, which thou shalt not be taken away from her. Which shall not be taken away from her, excuse me. Let me read that again. Verse 42, Jesus says to her, but one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Now remember, we said that Mary was at Jesus' feet listening to what he had to say. She didn't go getting busy about all the preparations and all this other stuff that Martha was concerned with. She was in there with Jesus. And I can imagine her sitting at his feet looking up at him, probably just like a child listening to a bedtime story or something. You know, just someone just really enthused and at awe at what they're listening. I'm sure she was just like a sponge, just wanting to absorb everything that Jesus had to say to her, because she knew that he cared for her and that he really was giving her the truth of God's word, that she was learning the things of the kingdom, and she was learning it from the master himself. And so she sat there to be attentive to that. And Martha, on the other hand, just the opposite, was up busy doing preparation. And Jesus basically told her, Martha, you're worried about the wrong stuff. You up here cooking, you're setting tables, you're trying to get this right, get that right, do this and that, and it's not even what's important. He says, but one thing is needful. Again, when they put the fool on the word needful, it's like careful. When I said careful, it's full of care. Well, this one thing means it's needful, means that it is fully what you need. Fully what you need. Not just need a little bit, but it is exactly what you need. And he knew that Mary recognized that, and that's why Mary was where she was, and she was where she was supposed to be. He all but told Martha, like we would say today, why don't you get someone to sit down and do what you're supposed to do and stop worrying about somebody else? He all but said that to her. But I can imagine how Martha must have felt at that point, because she had to understand that all this stuff that she was doing, none of it really was mattered. Now, did they have to have something to eat? Okay. Yes. I'm sure a meal at some point would have had to be prepared. Yeah, but Angie, if the meal got to be prepared, somebody got to be up preparing it. Yes, that's true. Somebody's got to prepare a meal if a meal needs to be prepared. But at that time, if she had asked Jesus what she was supposed to do, she would have learned that she needed to be sitting down there beside her sister, hearing the words of the Lord at that time, because that would have been more beneficial. Yeah, but Angie, what about the meal? Well, you know, the Bible says that when we seek ye first the kingdom, all things will be added. All these things, these things are the things that the Father knows we need. So he knows a meal need to be prepared because people need to eat. And if all these things are going to be added, then that just basically is letting us know when we get our priorities in right, when we seek first the kingdom and get everything else behind that and get our priorities in line with the word, we won't have to stress. We won't have to stress. Things will come much, much easier. We see stress in Martha. We see anxiety in Martha. We see anger as a result. She's getting out of character because she is upset now at this point. Not only was she stressed, busy doing what she thought needed to be done, but she also was starting to get angry with her sister because she wasn't there being stressful and having anxiety with her. Now, isn't that just like folks today? Some folks, you know, they're worried, they're pacing the floor, they're having anxiety attacks. And if you don't get up in the middle of the night and walk the floor with them, or if you're not calling the prayer line 10 times a day to discuss the same issue with them, or if every time you talk to them, you're not willing to sit and listen and complain with them, or, oh, yeah, they did you wrong, Sister so-and-so, you know, they shouldn't have said that to you, they shouldn't have done that to you, and what are you going to do? If you're not willing to sit and have those type of conversations, then they're angry with you. They're upset with you because obviously you don't care. Obviously what I'm going through is not important to you because, you know, I want to talk about this. I want to deal with this. I want to take care of this right now. And obviously, you don't care because you're not willing to participate in that stress, in that anxiety. And because you're not participating, they get mad with you. And that's what we see with the two sisters here. Because Mary obviously had her priorities in mind, and she was at the feet of Jesus taking in what she knew was going to be, you know, the bread of life for her, the word to be bread of the bread of life. She was there to take it in, and Martha was not. So Martha gets upset about it. But I want us to keep in mind as we go into this busy season, this lesson about these two sisters, because we can, if we're not careful, get caught up in the preparation of this holiday season. I got to get a gift for so-and-so. Oh, what about baking the cake? Oh, I've got to go and find a new topping for the Christmas tree. And then we're going to go and visit Aunt so-and-so, and then, you know, you can get so caught up in the preparation. Now, I'm not saying some of these things are that you don't need to do them or that they're not important in some instances. But the most important thing is that you, when you put first things first, as Jesus put, there's only one thing that is needful. One thing. And we know what that one thing is. That's the kingdom of God. That's seeking first the kingdom of God. That is what is the one thing that is needful. And when we do that, we will be able to discern and we will be able to hear clearly from the Holy Spirit and be led into what other things we need to do. Because once we do that, I mean, the Lord will tell us, okay, I want you to go and visit your Aunt Clara. And then you know that's what you need to do because the Spirit spoke to you and maybe he has a word for you to deliver to Aunt Clara or some encouragement for Aunt Clara. But if you're so busy in the hustle and bustle, making sure your turkey is brown right, making sure your dressing has all the ingredients just so, and that the cake is not leaning, you know, all of these things, it's a distraction. The Bible says that Martha was distracted with her preparations. She wasn't just involved in doing it. She was distracted. Now, to be distracted means you're pulled away from something else. And she was pulled away from the word of God, and it was the her preparations was causing her to not even be able to hear what was going on. with the disciples and Mary. So we need to make sure that that's a lesson that we learn ourselves, and as a result, we teach our daughters. I know that some of the things that you do are traditional. I believe that there are bad traditions, but I do also believe that there are some very good traditions. And I remember one tradition that we always did in my home on Thanksgiving, right the night before on Wednesday night. My mom would always prepare the turkey. She would dress the turkey and cut the vegetables and stuff the turkey with onions and green peppers and a lot of good smelling stuff, and then season the turkey up and put it in the oven, and it would cook all night long in the turkey bag. And we would wake up in the morning to the smell of turkey. Oh, it was you just knew it was Thanksgiving morning. And then that morning, we would all get together, and we would chop vegetables, and we would make cornbread stuff, and we would be cleaning greens. And, you know, all of that stuff is good, provided that you're not stressed and you're not full of anxiety. Getting together with family, fellowshipping, sharing love, enjoying one another's company, all of those things are good things to do. But leave the stress and the anxiety out of it. We don't want our daughters to grow up, you know, really not liking the holidays. A lot of people have gotten to the point where they just don't like Christmas. They don't like Thanksgiving. And it's not the meaning of Christmas that they don't like. They don't like Christmas because what the world has made Christmas to become. We've commercialized it to the point where people don't like Christmas because maybe they don't want to spend all the money that folks are out here spending, and it makes them feel like their Christmas is not measuring up to somebody else's Christmas because of the financial part, the money and all the materialistic things that have been added to Christmas. But that's the world's doing. That's not the true meaning of Christmas. That's not anything that the Lord would want us to be involved in. It's causing stress and anxiety because we are not measuring up to the world's standard of the meaning of Christmas. So, you know, we want to be careful about that, and we want to make sure that our daughters understand that, because we don't want them to grow up hating these holidays and getting together with family. And sometimes people actually have so much anxiety that they have to have therapy or end up in a hospital to deal with their feelings. So we want to make sure that we are letting them know that it's okay to enjoy these holidays. But put first things first. There's only one thing that is needful. One thing. And that's the kingdom of God. That is seeking him first. And when we seek him first, we're putting him first, and he will lead us, and he'll let us know what needs to be done and how it should be done, and it will come easy. If you trust him to do that, it will come easy for you. You won't have to be running around like a chicken with its head cut off trying to get this and get that and prepare this and that. It will come easy. He gives us peace. Jesus said he leaves with us his peace. We mess it up. If our peace is disturbed, it's not because Jesus didn't do what he said he was going to do in leaving us peace. It's because we have chosen to disturb it. So my time is almost up, but I hope that this story here with Martha and Mary has encouraged you, and really that you guys have a great Thanksgiving, and that you just remember, most importantly, that only one thing is needful, and that if we seek ye first the kingdom of God, that all these other things will be added. Be led by the Holy Spirit, you all, and let him tell you what needs to be done and what's important, so that you won't fall into the trap that the world is in with stress and anxiety. You all, I hope you get a lot of time to love on your family and to enjoy one another next week. Have a wonderful week and a great Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.